Hello, everybody. This is Mairo Vergara, and welcome to Lesson 2 of our Advanced Guided Reading Lessons. Today, we're going to continue reading the book we started last lesson, 1984, by George Orwell. So, without further ado, let's get into the lesson. We're going to start the lesson with this sentence here. The hallway smelt of boiled cabbage and old rag mats. Now, the word hallway... A hallway is a corridor, a space inside a building that connects different rooms or different spaces or different places inside a building. That's a hallway. We can also say a corridor. A hallway can also be the entrance of a building. So if you enter a building through the door, right after the door, there's this space, this part of the building that we can call entrance or hallway. So hallway can be both a corridor in a building or the entrance of the building. That's the hallway. Now the hallway smelt of boiled cabbage. A cabbage is a vegetable, is a green, round vegetable. Now boiled comes from the verb boil. And boil, the meaning of the verb boil, is to, when you heat up water, when you get water, a fluid like water, and you heat it up to 100 degrees, the water starts forming bubbles and turns to vapor or to steam. So boil means to heat up a liquid to 100 degrees so it forms bubbles and turns to steam or vapor. That's the meaning of boil, the verb boil. So when we say boiled cabbage, we mean you can get a cabbage, you can put it in water, and you can boil the water. And by doing that, you boil the cabbage. So the hallway smelt of boiled cabbage. The smell of the hallway of this place inside the building was similar to the smell of boiled cabbage. And it also says that the hallway smelt like old rag mats. A mat is the same thing as a rug. Same thing. You can say mat or you can say rug. Now, a rag is an old and usually torn piece of cloth. A piece of cloth, old, torn, used, that you can use to mop the floor or to clean the floor or to clean anything else you want to clean. Now, when we say old rag mats, we mean mats or rugs made from old pieces of cloth or old rags. So the hallway smelt of, or the smell of the hallway, was similar to boiled cabbage and old rag mats. Now, at one end of it, meaning at one of the ends of the hallway, at one end of it, a colored poster. A poster is a piece of paper showing, displaying an image or letters or anything. That's a poster. Usually you put a poster on a wall, and it's a colored poster, which means the poster was not black and white. It was a colored one with different colors. It was not black and white. And the poster, it was too large for indoor display. So the poster was too large. Large means big. So it was a big poster. In fact, it was too large for indoor display. Display means to show something. If you display something, you put something in a place, somewhere, where other people can see it. So the poster was too big, it was too large for indoor display. Indoor means inside, like inside a building. Now the opposite of indoor is outdoor. Outdoor means outside. So indoor means inside, outdoor means outside. And in this sentence here, it says that the poster, it was too large. It was too big for indoor display. So it was too big for it to be displayed inside the building. Ideally, the poster would have been displayed outdoors or outside the building. But in this case, even though the poster was too big, too large, it was a huge poster, still it was being displayed indoors. It was being displayed inside the building. And the poster had been tacked to the wall. Tacked to the wall. The word tacked, is the past tense of the verb tack. Tack means to attach something to a surface, like when you attach a picture or a poster or a piece of paper to a wall. So it's attach something to a surface using tacks. Now, what is a tack? A tack is a small object similar to a nail. And I'm not talking about the nails at the tip of your fingers. I'm talking about the nails that you can use with a hammer. So a tack is a small object. It's similar to a nail. I can show you an image of it. Let me get Google Images over here. So if you go to Google Images and you search for tack, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You're going to see this small object. Sometimes it's a small colored object, very similar to a nail. Again, not talking about the nails of your fingers, talking about the nails, the metal nails that you can use with the hammer to hang pictures or posters on walls. So that's a tack. And as I was saying, the verb tack means to use tacks to attach or to hang something to a surface or to a wall. So the poster, it was tacked to the wall. So now let's pause here and try to make or form a mental image of what is happening. Our guy here, Winston Smith, had entered this building, this place called Victory Mansions. He entered through a glass door, and as soon as he entered, he found himself in the hallway, or the entrance of the building, and the hallway smelled like boiled cabbage or old rag mats. And at the end of the hallway, there was a colored poster. And the poster, it was a huge poster. It was too large to be displayed inside the building. It was too large for indoor display. And the poster was tacked to the wall, meaning it was attached to the wall using tacks. It depicted simply an enormous face. It depicted, the word depicted is a verb. The verb depict means to show something. If you depict something, you show something. So the poster depicted simply an enormous face. Enormous means big, huge. So the poster that was attached or tacked to the wall, the poster was showing, it was depicting a huge face or an enormous face. And this face, it was more than a meter wide. Meter is a unit of measurement, like in 1 meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, and so on. Wide is a word that means from one side to the other side. So if we measure the size of this enormous face that it was being shown or depicted on the poster, from one side to the other side, it was more than a meter. So
The poster depicted simply an enormous face, and the face was more than a meter wide. The face of a man of about 45. So it was the face of a man depicted on the poster, and it was a man of about 45. When we say a man of about 45, we are guessing, we are estimating how old the man is. In this case, by looking at the poster, we can guess that the man was around 45 years old. And the man had a heavy black mustache. Now, a mustache is the hair that grows in the space between your nose and your mouth. Right in that space between your nose and your mouth or your upper lip, in that space, the hair that grows in that space, we call it a mustache. Now, the mustache was heavy and black. Black, you understand, is the color of the mustache. Now, the word heavy is usually used to describe something that weighs a lot. So, for example, I can say that my desk or my table is heavy. If I say that my desk or my table is heavy, it means that my table weighs a lot, that it's difficult to move or to lift my table. However, if we say that a mustache is heavy, it doesn't mean that the mustache weighs a lot. It means that the mustache is thick, is dense in terms of volume. So a thick and dense mustache, we can say that it's a heavy mustache. So in this case, there was the poster, and the poster depicted the face, an enormous face, more than a meter wide. It was the face of a man of about 45, and the man had a heavy, meaning a thick and dense, black mustache, and ruggedly handsome features. Now, the word handsome, is used to describe usually a man that is beautiful. So when you see a man or a guy and you think that he's beautiful, you can say that he is a handsome guy or a handsome man. So handsome means beautiful. Now, ruggedly handsome, still means that the man was beautiful. But when we say ruggedly, it implies a more rough and masculine form of attractiveness. So when you say that a man is handsome, you're saying that he's beautiful. When you say that a man is ruggedly handsome, you're still saying that he's beautiful, but in a more rough or masculine way. So let's read the whole sentence again. The poster, we're talking about the poster, it depicted simply an enormous face, more than a meter wide. So on the poster, there was a huge face, and this face was more than a meter wide. And it was the face of a man of about 45, so we are guessing the age of the man. It was around 45 years old. And the man, a man with a heavy black mustache and ruggedly handsome features. Features means characteristics. So it was a beautiful man, ruggedly handsome. So he was beautiful in a very rough, strong, and masculine way. And he had this heavy, meaning thick, dense, black mustache. And that was the end of today's lesson. Now remember to download the audio from this lesson and listen to it once a day for at least 5 days. The more you listen, the more you learn. Have a good day.